Ag organizations in South Carolina host an annual congressional staff tour each year where state staff for the congressional delegations tour agribusinesses and hear firsthand about issues the industry faces. And as part of that, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers and his staff is front and center on planning these events, right?
It is. We've done these for 8 years now. And we do it with the Palmetto Agribusiness Council. What we do is get those local staffers out to see production agriculture in different parts of the state. I forget where all we've been, but this year it was over in the Hartsville, Bethune, and MACBE areas, that part of what we'll call that upper PD, and got to see some great operations. Most every congressional staff was represented, and that's good. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a chance to hear the issues that we have on the farms, be a voice in those offices that can pass that word along and be more educated when calls come in from farmers. A big part of their job is constituent service. And when they know more about agriculture, then they're better able to help in the constituent service role for the for their congressional members.
Tell us about some of the partners that your office works with in organizing this and some of the stops as well.
Well, it's kind of sometimes based on where we're going, mm-hmm. but we've had partnerships with South Carolina State. They hosted us 1 year. Farm Bureau, Forestry Commission has always participated when we asked. The Poultry Federation, Arbor One, Farm Credit, because we're over in their part of the state. They participated. Ag South has participated before. But this year, being in going to Hartsville, to Sunoco, and went over to Cal-Maine Foods, and then finally to McLeod Farms. Mm-hmm. Great operations at that part of the state.
This really does give the congressional staff a firsthand look, some of whom, I suppose, maybe have never even been on a farm, right?
Well, I would imagine that's the case, which makes this even more valuable. This time, they're not only getting to learn farming operations, they went to Sunoco, and they got to see that Sunoco is partnering with a company named Green Gas to recycle their wood waste. Mm-hmm. into renewable natural gas that has a benefit. So it's a waste product made into energy. That's going on with food operations around the state as well. But then going over to Cal-Maine Foods, which is an egg facility and one of the largest really in the U.S. And Cal-Maine is part of a national organization, but they've been there in Bethune for quite a while, and a really impressive operation. No, we finished up over at McLeod Farms and MACBE, and if you have not been over there, I think we've probably talked about the McLeods before. What hardworking farmers they are, mm-hmm. and now with Spencer McLeod, he's the fifth generation on that operation, one of our great peach farm operators, but really a good public-facing family operation with their farm store and restaurant. So it's really a diverse look at agribusiness in three quick stops.
Why do you think it's so important to host an event like this for congressional staffers?
We want to communicate in regular intervals with them so that when we really need them to drop what they're doing and do a particular thing for agriculture, take the disaster bill that was passed in December after the hurricanes. When we need Congress to step up, it always pays dividends that we have communicated with them on a regular basis. Now, these staffers, they don't vote, but they influence those who do in Congress. So it's just vital to stay in good regular communications with them.
The 8th Annual Congressional Staff Tour being organized and led by SCDA, and giving us a report on that, the commissioner himself, Hugh Weathers, here on the Southern Farm Network.